The Mishnayos in Perek Achovel and Bava Kamma discuss the Isser of Chavala, of causing someone else to bleed, and the consequences of that. The Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Amud Beis presents the position of Rabbi Akiva that the Isser of Chavala doesn't only apply to wounding someone else, but there's an Isser of Chovel Ba'atzmo as well. The Mishnah says, Chovel Ba'atzmo, if you cause yourself to bleed, Alpha Pishena Rasha, you're not allowed to do that, but it doesn't result in a chiyuv, a monetary chiyuv, as if you were to cause someone else to bleed. If someone causes you to bleed, then they're chayav. So the Gemara wonders in that study, Alpha Mibes, Man Tana Deshmasle De Amr, Ein Adam Rasha Lachbel Ba'atma, who is the author of this statement? Who's the Tana that holds? We showed and discussed, didn't the Mishnah tell us who it is, but that's not our topic tonight. Who's the Tana that holds that you're not allowed to wound someone else? You're not allowed to wound yourself. Ile Mahay Tana, who, if it's the following Tana, the Tanya, Raisa says, Achas Dimchelin Asher Sechem Adosh, the Pasuk in Parshas Navach in this week's Sedra, that if you cause a loss of your blood, then I will demand that of you. So that's the Pasuk that tells us the Isser of suicide. The Gemara says maybe that tells us the Isser of Chavala Basma as well. Not only you're not allowed to take your own life, but you can't cause yourself to bleed either. Reblazer Omer Miana Shosechem Adroshes Dimchem, meaning we interpret that pasuk that I will hold you culpable for taking your life. The Dilma Ketala Shain, the Gemara says not necessarily. Maybe that only tells you that suicide is Asser. How do you know that it's Asser to wound yourself as well? So then the Gemara has some other possibilities, and it sounds like the Gemara concludes that it's based on Reb Elazar Kapper Beribi, two lines from the bottom of this citation. When it comes to Nazir, the Pasuk references that the Nazir requires Kapara, requires atonement. What atonement does the Nazir require? What did he do wrong? He caused himself to withdraw from wine. He caused extra pain to himself, extra affliction that he shouldn't have caused. And he gets a certain level of punishment for that. If the Nazir only withholds the pleasure of wine, he's called a chote. That applies to other things as well. So that should be a source that if you cause yourself literal pain by causing yourself to bleed, that would be an Isser as well. So the Gemara sounds like it entertains the Pasuk in this week's Sedra as a potential source for the Isser of Chovel Ba'atzma, that you're not allowed to cause yourself to bleed based on the Pasuk, Achas Dimchem L'Nashosechem Adrosh, and then the Gemara backs away from that. But it could be that there's some residence of that source, even L'Maskana, that maybe the Gemara is saying it's not a proof positive, but at the end of the day, maybe it's still a source on some level. That seems to emerge from a comment of the Meiri on that in that sugya, where the Meiri presents that it is zeh should be arne b'mishnah, that which we explained. She'ena dem rashay lachbel ba'asim in a torahu. So the Meiri says that's a din d'araisa, you can't cause yourself to bleed. She'namar ach dem chelen asher sechem adrosh. The shema tamar dafka bariga b'chavala minayin. So maybe that's only talking about killing yourself and not chavala. Tamulomar v'chiper la meshechatal nefesh. So the comes the pasuk and tells you nope. The chiper la meshechatal nefesh by Nazir, etc. So the way the Meiri presents it, it's not two separate opinions in the Gemara was the source, but the final opinion of Lazar Kapper Beribi sheds light and had interpreted the pasuk in Parshas Noach, and that tells you that you should read the pasuk of Yachas Dimchel and Asher Sechem Adrosh to not only prohibit suicide, but to prohibit Chavala Ba'atmo as well. This is relevant. What difference does it make what the source is? So maybe relevant to determining whether there's an Isser of Chavala Ba'atmo for a Ben Noach. If the source is the Pasuk in Parshas Noach, which are the context of Mrs. B'nai Noach, so maybe that's more of a reason to assume that there's an Isser of Chavala Ba'atmo for a Noachide as well. Not necessarily the case. I mean, Chaschina discusses that maybe this Pasuk, because it wasn't repeated after Matan Torah, only applies to Klai Yisrael, not to B'nai Noach. That's a discussion, so it's not the proof positive, but there is a possibility that if this is the source or a source for the Isser of Chovel Ba'atzmo, then may then apply to B'nai Noach as well. And that's what the Bafla in his Perush al Torah suggests, the Panim Yafos in next week's Seder Parshas Lech Lecha, the question that many are bothered by, how is it how is it that Avram Avinu, who was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula Kodem Shenitna, did not perform the mitzvah of Bris Milah earlier in life? Why did Avram Avinu only wait to the last point till HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzvah him well into his life to perform Bris Milah? To suggest the Baal HaFla in the Panim Yafos, Nira, the Isser Chovel Nasser Gamene Noach, that Bnei Noach were prohibited from the Isser Chavala as well. And therefore, before Avram was commanded in the midst of Bismillah, he wasn't permitted to perform Bismillah, because for him to do Bismillah would have been a Chumrah of fulfilling mitzvahs before they were commanded. But what right do you have to prove that Chumrah in violation of the Isser Chavala? So that's why Avram Avinu couldn't have done Bismillah earlier, because to do so would have been a violation of Sir Chavala. In the Sefer Told Us Noach, the contemporary Sefer in Hilchas B'nei Noach that we've quoted in the past, he points out that Rabbi Yosef Engel makes a similar comment in his Gilyone Yashas of Arizara Daf Yud. There the Gemara has the story of Vir Bar Shalom, who was a non-Jew, who took his own life and did Bris Milah on the way out. So he mauled himself as he was killing himself. So he's bothered, what did that accomplish? How is he allowed to do that? Isn't that a violation of Chavala Basma, Mela, if you're doing a L'shem Geirus, so then that's part of the process of Geirus. But he was killing himself, so he wasn't going to get to the Tevilah stage of Geirus. So how is he allowed to perform Bismillah on himself? Isn't that a violation of Chavala for a Ben Noach? And he quotes Riva in Perish Al Torah, Parshas Lech Lecha, that makes the same nekuda, that makes the same point, that that's the reason why Avram Avinu only did a Bris Mila at a later stage in life, because it would have been Isser Chavala beforehand. And the Meshech Chachma makes a comment along these lines as well in Parshas Yishlach, when it comes to the Maisa of Dina and Shechem and Shem of Alevi. Ach bizosi osu lanu hanashim, says the Meshech Chachma, efshar ki ben Noach nitzavah shel lachvo ba'atzmo. Ben Noach may be commanded not to wound themselves. So then how were Shimon Levi allowed to tell the residents of Shechem to perform Bris Milah? Ach and kivnu l'shem shamayim halon niskayru, then it would have been okay. So if they really have kavanah l'shem geirus, it would be okay. They didn't have kavanah l'shem geirus, and therefore they were chov b'atzmo shelo kedin, and that's why they deserve to be killed by Shimon v'Levi, says the Meshech Chachma, because they violated this Isser Chavala. Or maybe he gave them, they gave them the choice. If they really would have been sincere, then it would have been okay. But they weren't sincere. So all of these sources seem like they're assuming that even at the end of the day, the Maskana, we view this pasuk of Achas Dimchem as a source for the Isser of Chovel Ba'atzmo. Rabbi Cooperman, in his Ha'aros on the Meshech Chachma, points out this is Beferish in the Tosefta. He presents it as a machlokas between the Bavli and the Tosefta. The simple meaning of our Gemara, now like we've been saying till now, is that Achas Dimchem is totally rejected. And the Maskana, that doesn't stand. All the sources we've been seeing till now assume that way. So Rabbi Cooperman says, maybe this is a machlokas, the Tosefta and the Bavli, and the Meshech Chachma Chavent is working with the Tosefta. And though we explain maybe it's not a machlokas, maybe even in the Bavli, there's resonance of Achas Dimchem L'maskana, but the Tosefta, Kishem Shechayv al Niskei Chaveiro, Kachu Chayv al Niskei Atzmo, and the Tosefta quotes the Pasuk, V'Achas Dimchem L'nasha Seichem Edrosh. Okay. Yeah. Right. No, clearly, you know, that was a Tosafot of the Gemara. It's clearly assuming at when the Gemara presents the pasuk, it's assuming that on some level, then the Gemara says maybe you could distinguish as far as degree. Maybe it's only talking about Ketala and not talking about Chavala. Now the question is, how much does that still stand, L'maskana? But the Gemara is definitely, the fact that we're entertaining that pasuk means that we're understanding Dimchem more broadly, at least on the Havamina level, right? Okay. Now, as far as the parameters of this Isser of Chavala Basmo, the Rambam writes at the beginning of Perek Hei Chavala Mazik, Aser la'adam lachbal bein ba'afma bein b'chaver. You're not allowed to wound yourself. You're not allowed to wound someone else. V'lo achovel b'vad. The Isser isn't only for causing someone to bleed. Ala kol ha'maka adam kashim Yisrael, bein katan, bein gadol, bein ish, bein isha. If you hit anyone, meaning haka is wounding them or hitting them without causing them to bleed. So if you hit without causing to bleed any upstanding citizen, derech nitzayon, the Rambam has the language, if you do it in a way of fighting, and some of the achronim have a gears in the Rambam of derech bizayon in a way that is mevaz of the person. Hareza over belosasa, that's a violation of a lav, of lo yosef lakosa, that you're not allowed to give extra makos, so you're not allowed to hit someone even without causing them to bleed outside of the context of permissible makos. If you're not allowed to give a 40th makkah to someone who's chayiv 39, who's a rasha anyway, you're definitely not allowed to give a makkah to a tzaddik who doesn't deserve anything. So that's the Rambam. The Isser of Chaval applies Beim Asa Beim Chavero. And the Rambam modifies that with Derech Nitzayon. So we'll come back in a few moments. Is Derech Nitzayon modifying just Haka, or is it modifying Chavala as well? Sheet says there, Sadi Alpha Mideis, Baba Kama, quotes the Rama, who says as follows. The Gemara there has a story of Rav Chista, who when he would go to work through the fields, would hold up his garment so that his garment wouldn't get ruined by the thorns, and the thorns would scratch against his body and not ruin his garment. So says the Rama, Shmas mina da adam rashai lachbal ba'atzma. You see from there, you're allowed to be chavul ba'atzma. V'eino rashai laba mamoda. You're not allowed to cause financial loss to yourself, but you can cause yourself to bleed. It was going on over here. Rav Chista had a choice between losing or ruining his clothing or scratching himself on the thorns. He chose to scratch himself on the thorns. Rav Chista says Rama is one of the later Amoraim. So it sounds like from Rav Chista, though, he paskin against the Shita that you're not allowed to be Chavul Ba'atzmo. So that's against the Rambam. The Rama says, Lahalacha, there's no Isser of Chavala Ba'atzmo. But in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin like the Rambam. Simin Tav Kav Choshe Mishpat Se'if Aleph. That there's an Isser of Chavala Ba'atzmo. So as we noted a moment ago, it's not clear on the Rambam. The Rambam has this modification of Derech Nitzayon. The Isser of something is only if you do a Derech Nitzayon in a way that you're fighting. You intend to damage someone in a way of fighting. So number one, it's not so clear where the Rambam got that from. But number two, what's that modifying? Is that only modifying the Isser Haka? That you're only, it's only Usser to be Maka, someone else or yourself, if it's Derech Nitzayon, or that even modifying the Isser of Chavala, that you're only allowed, you're only usher to cause bleeding if it's Derech Nitzayon. Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, in Chelek Aleph Simen Kavzayin Oshei, Chelek Aleph Simen Kavzayin Oshei, so he's going with the gears of Derech Bizayon instead of Derech Nitzayon. And he assumes that this is only relevant for Haka, but not for Chavala. To cause someone to bleed, that's going to be usher under all circumstances. To hit someone, if he's not going to bleed, that's a lesser offense. So that's only usher if you're doing it in a belligerent way. But if you're doing it for some neutral or perhaps positive reason, we'll talk about applications, then that would be mutter. But he thinks that's only true for Haka. Ramosha Chelik Beis, Igros Moshe, Simen Samach Vav, Choshe Mishpa, Chelik Beis, Simen Samach Vav, and a tshuva about cosmetic surgery that we'll get to in a few moments. He quotes this distinction between Chavala and Haka within the Rambam in the name of Rav Tzuvia Goldstein. And Rav Moshe thinks that that's not correct. He doesn't think it's mustaber to distinguish between the two. And Chemda Yisrael, Mary Don Plotsky, Kuntris Ner Mitzvah Os Ayin Tes, says this as well. He thinks that the Rambam only meant this in the context of Hakah and not in the context of Chavala. Now, if that's the case, if it's the case, like Rav Moshe assumes, that it's across the board, it's even when it comes to Chavala, that according to the Rambam, Chavala is only usher if it's Derech Nitzayon or Derech Bizayon. So that would be against a Piskei Tosfos in Bava Kamma. Piskei Tosfos Oths, Reish Tezayin, writes that there's an Isser Chavala even if you're doing it for monetary gain. Meaning there's no, even if it's not Derech Nitzayon, not Derech Bizayon, you're doing it for financial gain, it's still usher. But in the Rambam, if you assume that the Rambam applies to Chaval as well, then there seems to be broader license for doing what otherwise would be a prohibited Chavalah and definitely Hakah under certain circumstances. So that's the context that Rav Moshe discusses about cosmetic surgery, Chelik Beis, Simin Samech Vav. If a single woman wants to undergo cosmetic surgery in order to improve her chances for shiduchim, is that permissible? Is that a violation of chavala ba'atzmo? So Rav Moshe goes with the approach that based on the Rambam, that the isser of chavala is only if it's derech nitzayon, and there's other considerations here as to why this is beneficial, then it shouldn't be usser. So one of the rayas that he brings is from that Gemara, that the Rama quoted, the Gemara of Rav Chista was walking through the field and held his clothing up in order to allow himself to be wounded, not to damage his clothing. So if it was the case that the issue of Chavala Ba'atzmo is true across the board, so then why is he allowed to do that? Elawad, it must be because this isn't Derech Nitzayon, it's not Derech Bizayon. He did it for a cheshbon, he did it for a calculus, so then it's permissible. And he brings another ride, Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Peitas on the days. There the Gemara discusses the episode in Malachim where the Navi Micha, the less famous Navi Micha, was told to hit someone, and he didn't do it, and he was punished. And the Gemara there asks, on what basis was there a punishment for not listening to the Navi? So the Gemara says that we're talking about a Navi who looks like as a Navi, and therefore you have to listen to him. Because otherwise, it would have been usher to listen to him. Sorry. The reason that he had to listen to the Navi was because he's Muxak as a Navi. The Gemara doesn't raise the question there that why is he listening to the Navi? Isn't that a violation of Yosef? And then the only reason that you'd be allowed to listen to the Navi is if he's Muxak as such and tell you to violate a Din Torah, L'Arash Shal, and Migdar Milsa, in which case you do listen to a Navi. The fact that the Gemara doesn't raise Le'yosef in that context, it sounds like if there's a cheshbon, why to do it, that wouldn't be a violation of Le'yosef, that wouldn't be a violation of Hakah. And Rav Moshe discusses this as well in Yaradeh Chelek Gimel Simin Lamed Vav. Chelek Gimel Simin Lamed Vav. So that the context of the tshuva is about a risky medical procedure and what kind of risks are you allowed to take to undergo a surgery with uncertain results. But Rav Moshe says, we're not worried about the possibility of Haka'a be'isser, or Chavala be'isser, even if there's a Sakana, because if your Kavana is a Refua, so that's not a violation of Chavala. And Rav Moshe, Rav Avadya goes with this approach as well. Yabia Omer Chelik Ches Kol Shemishpat Simin Yabeis. Chelik Ches Kol Shemishpat Simin Yabeis. He's matched your plastic surgery as well along the same lines as Rav Moshe. where there's a direct hana and there's a clear tzorech, that's not considered a prohibited chavalah. He quotes the Tzitz Eliezer that said otherwise. Tzitz Eliezer chelak et aleph simin mem aleph. The Tzitz Eliezer quotes from a Tshuvas Shari Tzedek. Who limits tries to limit the license of a doctor to heal to situations where there's a new medical scenario that presents itself, but not something that existed from birth. Since Eliezer says, if you're trying to address a certain appearance that was there from birth, there's no how to do so. Vadya doesn't think that's compelling. And Rav Avadya goes with this approach that where there is a clear calculus as to why this type of surgery is necessary, it wouldn't be considered a violation of Chavala. So this question of a kind of Chavala Litzorech is also relevant in the following scenario. In a situation in where Hatafas Dam Bris needs to be performed. So nowadays, the most common scenario of Hatafas Dam Bris is in the context of Geiris, where a person had a previous medical circumcision or a Bris that wasn't done al pi halacha with the proper intent, then you have to do Hatafas Dam Bris. So there are two scenarios in which the question as to whether you're allowed to do an extra Hatafa for a certain cheshbin is relevant or is that a violation of Chavala or Chavala Shalal Litzorech. So scenario number one, there is a machlokas haposke, what exactly is the right spot where Hatafa needs to be done? So most assume that Hatafa is done Lamala Min Hatara, which is closer to the body. And the Chazanish is of the opinion has to be Lamata Min Hatara. So in the United States, at least, the most small and most by they did go like the majority opinion of Lamala Min Hatara, and that's where they do the Hatafa. It's quoted that in Eretz Yisrael, some places, some people in America do, in Eretz Yisrael, some places do it in two places, that tough in two spots, to be Yosef Koladeus. And that's what the Otzer Abris, the famous Moel of Yosela quotes, Kibalti Mishnei Amudei Arash, Abidareinu, Rishon Mazamin, Rishon Yashiv, Shetzarach Lahakbid, Ulahatith, Begir, Shabbat, Liskayak, Yishun Nimol, Abimishan Nimol, Bipsol, Gamatar Atma, Gamba or Shema Me'ala Tara. In two places. Bosifu, She'ein Lachish L'Isr Chaval L'Pen Yosef. Kian and Sadi, we assume, D'nicha Le'i L'Ger Zeh Lava Tachas Kanfei Ashkina Ba'ofen Sha'ola Pi Alacha B'lo Pikbuk. We assume this Ger would rather be Yosef Haladeus and not have any Shaila in status. V'chamer Le'i Tvei Tzar Zeh She'ichashev K'nachri Eitzon Mixas Batei Dinesha B'Yisrael. So he's willing to be mochel in the extra tsar, so there shouldn't be a shayla on his status. Rabbi Yerachmiel Fried from Dallas just came out with a beautiful sefer on Hilchos Geiris. So he quotes there that Rabbi First from Chicago, Shmuel First told him that he was at Milas with Rabbi Yosela, and Rabbi Yosela, despite what he writes in the sefer, only did it in one spot. But to be that as it may, that's a citation that's not a violation of Chavala Shel Tzarech if you're doing it to be Marviach, another Shita. However, Rabbi Reis pointed out that in Piskei Din Yerushalayim, Dinei Mamonos Beirua Yuchsin, Volume 7, Psak beginning on Tav Yud Gimel, so there's a Maisa Shahaya there, I talk about this in my Sefer, of a Bez Din in Yerushalayim that was doing a Geiris, and they needed to do the Bris Mila in advance of the Geiris, and one of the Dayanim didn't show up on time, so they were scrounging for a replacement Dayan, and they pulled someone in off the street, and then it turned out after the fact, the person they pulled in off the street was a Ger. So that's a big Shaila, whether a Ger could be a Dayan on a Bez Din for Geiris. So the question was, after the fact, should you do a Hatafa on this person who underwent a geiris in front of a bezdin, including a ger? So Menachem Eisenstein writes that they discussed this with Rav Yashiv, and Rav Yashiv said that since you have Svek Sveika here, Number one, maybe Beis Din isn't akev for Mila anyway. And number two, maybe a ger is kosher to be a dayan on a Beis Din for gerus. So you should be machshir the Mila, and there's no need to do a tavas dan bris, even l'chumra, even if the ger himself asks you to do it. So one could distinguish between level of safek. The neighbor of Yosha felt that here, this is a svek svek, it's a low grade concern, as opposed to the shaila where to do hataf in general, where there's a bigger ledus of safek. But this presentation that even if he wants to do, he shouldn't do it, sounds like there's some ambivalence about this being chavala shelo litzarech. Mishna Sager, Rabbi Moshe Klein, Menashe Klein's son, writes that you shouldn't do it in two places, unless you have a minute kavua to do it, because that's considered chavala. That's a strong opinion of Rabbi Wilgen Rav Shechter, that doing an extra hatafa, even if it's to be marviach, some shitos, would be a strong chashash of chavala be'isser. Rabbi Sandravi from Milwaukee, or now of Lakewood, so he pointed out that it's not exactly the same, but there's a chasen sofer, the Gemara in Reb Blessed Demila, Shabbos Kufla Megibla Bebeis, within shitos Rambam that we don't paskin like. But the point that's relevant l'nyanenu is that within Shitas Rambam, Chasen Sofer explains that you're not allowed to go back and redo the tzitzin she'enan ma'akvin in a mila, even though that's a hider mitzvah l'chachila to do tzitzin she'enan ma'akvin, because doing so would be chavala be'isser. So that's at least a model that even to be marviach a hider mitzvah, which would be the equivalent maybe of being marviach a shita or a chumra, that's not enough of a license to do a chavala. So that's a shaila. Number one, working the assumption that we started with, that there's an isra chavala for Ben Noach. And then if you assume that, or if someone's already Suffolk Jewish, so then it's a Suffolk that he's Israel, it would be definitely an isra chavala. That's a question whether we're concerned about an isra of chavala ba'atzmo under these circumstances, if you're trying to be marviach a shita, does the fact that the Rambam limits the issur of chavala potentially to, again, question whether the Rambam only limited hakar, even chavala, if you assume that the Rambam did limit chavala to a case where it's done in a belligerent or derech bizayon manner, so then is a license to potentially violate or otherwise it'd be an issur chavala if you're doing it to be marviach some kind of shita. So that may be an open question. No, so there I think the bar is so it could be yes, meaning the cost-benefit analysis. Rav Avadya says that's better because it's done under anesthesia, so maybe that's a different kind. He has that. Maybe that's a lesser form of chavala also because the person's not conscious when you do it. But yeah, some of this is a question of degree. Or Rabbi Sedravik had a mahalach that in Rav Moshe, in that plastic surgery, tshuva and other tshuvas, it's not that there's a heter of chavala shelo tzorech, but Litzarach, in that case, it's not considered chavala. You have to work out exactly how that works. Okay, have a great Shabbos.